We thank you so much for today. We thank you, God, for your presence in our lives. We thank you, God, for your presence in our church. And God, we just thank you for all that you do. God, in this season of Thanksgiving, there are so many things and so many reasons why we are thankful. But none is more important than the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. So God, we thank you for our blessings and our salvation on the cross. We thank you, Father, for just these love stories that you give us throughout your Bible. And God, in this season, help us to remember always that you are the reason and you are the hope that we have. And that's why we are thankful. We love you, Father. We bless you. We praise you for all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. I'm blessed to have this other opportunity to come here and to preach to you guys.
And
I'll try and not make it too long.
And
hopefully we'll get a lot out of this today.
Okay,
so Luke chapter 17 is probably the most preached text of Thanksgiving. How many of you guys ever heard this text being preached for Thanksgiving? So there's a formula to this. It's typically a preacher, as far as a Thanksgiving sermon, a preacher would acknowledge the Samaritan person who returned to thank to Jesus.
通常来说, 传道人会肯定那个回来感谢的撒玛利亚人。
And then the preacher would go on then and rebuke the 9 other guys. And usually they close by saying, are you among the 9 who didn't say thank you, Jesus?
最后他会问您,你在这九人当中吗?
But there's a deeper story here.
但我想跟你分享一下更深一步的讨论这个故事。
And today I'm going to unpack some of these things.
我希望你看到几件很重要的事情。
Because if we read this story too fast,
因为如果我们读这段经文太快读这段经文的时候,
we miss out on his blessings.
我们会错过了上帝的祝福。
But before we get started,
在我们开始以前,
I want to share with you about how bad this leprosy disease really is.
我想让你看到说, 大麻风病是何等的可怕。
So now, if you ever did a Google search on leprosy,
如果你曾经去查关于 大麻风这件这个病的事情,
and if you ever clicked on the images button,
如果你去看那个影像,
be prepared.
请预备你的心。
Because you'll see pictures of people with missing ears.
你会看到有人是没有耳朵的。
Eye sockets.
他的眼睛是肿的,
noses.
他的鼻子,
lips.
是微曲的, 他的嘴唇也是被扭曲的。
And if not, you'll see pictures of people with these huge bumps all over their body.
如果没有,你会看到他们有很多的破洞在手上。
It's a really sad disease because it actually attacks your nerve endings.
是非常可怕的一个病症。
And then you end up not being able to feel anything, and you lose whole arms, toes, feet.
你会失去一切的知觉，没有任何的肢体。
So you guys know that leprosy is pretty bad.
你可以可想知道, 大麻风病是何等的可怕。
Well, there's the story of a lady who wanted to do medical missions in India.
我想跟你分享，有一个人想要去印度去做医疗短宣。
And in fact, when her church had this opportunity to go to India, she jumped on that opportunity.
当教会有这样的短宣的机会的时候，她就即刻去参加。
See, the funny thing is, leprosy is considered a non-existent issue anymore. Nowadays, modern medicine can actually take care of leprosy.
从现代医学来说，麻风病在现在被认为是过去的问题。
But could you imagine how tough that was during Jesus' time?
可是你可以想象在耶稣的时代那时候是何等的可怕。
And having compassion,
要有怜悯的心,
this lady wanted to serve a colony in India.
这姐妹就很希望去在这个 麻风地区去进行医疗短宣的侍奉。
So when she went to India, she went to actually the leprosy settlement and the encampment.
她在印度的时候,她去到了那个麻风病的营地。
And she saw the entrance to this place.
她看到这个麻风, 营地的入口。
But she could never go in.
但她无法进去。
She begged herself over and over again.
她一再一再的恳求自己。
God, give me the strength that I may serve this people.
上帝给我力量，我要服侍这堆人。
Give me this chance to go in there.
给我这个机会进去。
But she couldn't.
但她无法做到。
And do you know why she couldn't do it?
你知道为什么她做不到吗？
Well, it's one thing to see it. It's one thing to see the missing body parts and all these things.
你看到那个迷失一个身体是一回事。
But the reason why she couldn't go over there was she was overwhelmed by the smell.
她其实真的没有办法去，那个气味使她不知所措。
She couldn't serve that colony.
她不能够在这个营地服侍。
Not because she couldn't handle being a witness of Jesus Christ.
不是因为她无法为上帝做见证。
But because as she went in there, she would become violently ill.
因为她进去，她觉得如自己马上的生了重病一样。
Watching all this suffering that's going on.
看到这些人遭受极大痛苦无比的
折磨。The whole trip, she cried over and over again.
在整个行程中，她不断地向上帝祈求。
Help me, Father, to go inside.
帮助我，上帝，让我进去可以进行一些服事。
She never made it.
但她没有办法完成。
Later on her recount of the trip.
当整个行程结束以后。
She said, I could not get over the smell of rotting flesh.
她回顾的时候，她说其实真正无法说忍受是在活人身上闻到这个腐烂的臭味。
She continues.
她继续地说。
It wasn't just the grotesque damage.
这不只是看到这些怪异的变形。
That attacks our sight.
攻击着我们的视线。
It wasn't just the loud cries out, help, help.
也不是这些人哀求那种声音
，That was attacking our hearing，
在攻击着我们的听觉。
But most of all, it was the smell of decaying flesh that overwhelmed all of her senses。
真的是腐烂，真的是那个腐烂肉的气味，让她无法忍受。
Now, as bad as these physical things of leprosy are，
尽管这些麻风病人的身体上的痛苦是如此的严重。
The emotional pain is much worse.
可是他们在情感的痛苦肯定比肉体上的痛苦还要严重。
Much worse than the physical pain.
情感的疼痛比身体上的更严重。
If you are deemed to have leprosy,
如果你有麻风病，
you are no longer a human being.
你不再是一个人。
You no longer count anymore.
你不再被人所认可。
You're untouchable.
你是没有办法无法被人触摸的。
Whatever family you had,
你的家人。
Whatever community you had,
或你的社区。
From a mother to a daughter,
就像母亲跟女儿。
From a son to a father,
或儿子跟父亲。
That person was completely removed and isolated.
你是完全被孤立起来，完全被隔离。
There could never be any contact.
你没有办法跟他们接触。
Between husband and wife,
在夫妻之间没有办法接触。
Between children,
在跟儿女之间。
And grandchildren,
或者是你的孙辈。
You were never allowed in public if you had leprosy.
你没有办法在公众的场合出现，如果你是一个得大麻风病的人。
If you had leprosy, you were an outsider.
如果你是麻风病人，你现在算是一个局外人。
Untouchable,
无法被接触。
An outcast.
而且是完全被隔离。
Living your life in complete isolation.
完全生活在一个孤立的环境中。
And that leads us to our first point today.
这领导我们到第一点。
That we are called to be thankful even in the most difficult of circumstances.
我们被呼召到即使在最困难的环境，我们也要感恩。
This kind of thanksgiving is called faith.
这种感恩称为信心。
Now, I think we gained a new appreciation to how bad leprosy really is.
我想我们已经对耶稣时代那个麻风病有多严重有一定的新的认识。
More so in the days of Christ.
特别是在耶稣的时代。
And for these 10 lepers,
对这十位麻风病人，
can you imagine how hard their lives were?
你可以想象他们的生活一定非常的艰难。
Not only to have physical pain,
不只是有身体上的疼痛。
deformation on their bodies,
身体上的变形,
the emotional pain,
更不用说是那种情感上的痛苦,
of isolation and loss of community,
那种被隔离, 被失去社区生活的那种隔离的生活。
We are all like these 10 people.
我们有时候就像这十个人。
We all suffer and we all have kind of pain.
我们有时候也是在痛苦的当中。
Maybe to not that extent.
可能不是像他们那么的严重。
But we all at one point or another call out to God and say, "Help me, help me."
就像他这十个人一样，我们有一段时间也向耶稣呼喊说，请帮助我。
These 10 men in their despair.
这十个人在他们最绝望的时刻
All cried out for salvation.
都向耶稣呼喊求他拯
救 Jesus, have pity on me.
耶稣求你怜悯我
And according to the Bible, Jesus says something very interesting to them.
根据圣经，耶稣说了最不寻常的话
He says, go show yourself to the priest.
去把身体给祭司看
So the local priest had an interesting job.
祭司在当时有很特别的工作
Not only did he lead worship and the Sabbath,
除了每个安息日带领崇拜以外
but in a sense he was a health official.
他们还有其他的职责就是做一个卫生官员。
If someone was miraculously healed, it almost never happened.
虽然可能不太发生如果一个人奇迹的那个麻风病被治愈了。
It was the priest who would bring that person back into community.
是这个祭司来决定带领他回到社区里面。
He would inspect the hands.
他会视察他们的手。
He would inspect the wounds.
他会视察他们的伤口。
And if everything was clear,
如果一切都被清除了
he says, you're welcome back into your family.
他会宣告他你可以回到你的家庭了。
You can hold your wife again.
你可以再次拥抱你的妻子。
Kiss your daughter.
可以亲吻你的女儿。
You can go back to work.
你可以回去找工作。
But the priest has to give the okay.
可是必须要得到祭司的批准。
So Jesus says to these lepers, go and show yourself to the priest.
耶稣对这些麻风病人说，去把身体给祭司看。
Could you imagine as they were walking?
我可以想象。
Looking down at their bodies.
当他们往前走的时候，他们看下自己的身子。
This hand still like this.
他们的手仍然是破碎的。
Part of my ear is missing.
他们的耳朵可能还是不见
的。Another person has, oh, I'm standing on one leg. One person has a knee missing.
有些人是还是拐着。
And they're walking slowly.
走得非常的缓慢。
And as they walk, and as they see their filthy bodies,
当他们走着看到自己肮脏的身体的时候
looks at all the bumps on their skins.
看到他们的身上的肉块。
See all the open wounds.
看到他们那种开放性的伤口。
Could you imagine these 10 people?
你可以想象这十个人。
As Jesus said, go show yourself.
当耶稣对他们去把身体给祭司看。
They were no better than they were 10 minutes earlier.
他们的情况没有比十分钟前好。
When they first saw Jesus, nothing changed.
他们看到耶稣的第一眼到如今没有任何改变。
But yet they headed off to search for the priest.
可是当他们出发去寻找祭司的时候
And that's when the miracle happens.
这时候奇迹发生了。
And on their way to see their priest, their body starts to heal.
在他们去见祭司的途中他们被治愈了。
That hand reappeared.
那一只手再次出现。
That leg that was gone from the knee grew back and strengthened.
那个脚再一次强壮起来。
Could you imagine one person looking at the other?
你可以想象他们彼此对看。
Could you imagine that joy? Woo!
你可以想象他们是何等的喜乐。
Real joy.
真正的喜乐。
See, here's the lesson about this.
这就是我们要所学习的功课。
On this Thanksgiving week.
在这感恩节的这一周。
Whether we are facing tough problems,
不管你是面对任何
困难 or problems,
或小问题或大问题
here's the lesson from these lepers.
这是你可以从这些人身上所学到一个重要的功课
You cannot wait until your problems are solved to start walking in faith.
你不能等到你的问题被解决后才开始走信心的道路
I'll repeat that again.
我再重复
You cannot waitUntil your problems are solved to start walking in faith.
你不能等到问题被解决以后才开始走信心的道路。
Who are we to put conditions on an almighty and holy God?
你我是谁既然对圣洁的神施加条件
We have no room to say, Lord, you know what, God? if you help me with this money problem, I'll follow you.
我们不能对说主啊，一旦你帮助我有足够的钱，我就跟随你。
Or maybe some of us say, Lord, you know what? I'll give my 100% heart to you, God, if you solve my family problem.
你不能祷告说主啊，只要你解决我家里的问题，我就马上全心全意跟随你。
And say, God, I'll give you my whole life, everything I am.
我会把我的一切奉献给你。
If you just take care of this one thing.
如果你帮我解决这一个问题。
We cannot put conditions on God.
你不能对上帝施加条件。
But instead, as Jesus says, go and show yourself to the priest.
相反的，就在耶稣所说的，去把身体给祭司看。
God has placed a demand on faith on us.
上帝对我们有信心的要求。
Before anything changes,
在一切都没有改变之前，
God asks us,
神要我们，
Will you love me despite this disease?
尽管有疾病，你仍然爱我吗？
Will you obey me? Regardless of the lack of talent or resources.
尽管人才或资源不足，你仍要服从我吗？
Can we hear God's love and mercy despite depression?
尽管面对很大的压力，你能够感受到上帝的爱跟怜悯吗？
Can we say no to temptation?
我们有法对引诱说不吗？
While it's still difficult.
虽然仍然很困难。
Will we praise God in the darkest of nights and the worst of circumstances?
在最黑暗的夜晚，甚至在最坏的情况，我们仍然要赞美神吗？
My brothers and sisters,
我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
This is the nature of God.
这就是上帝的属性。
A God who loves us so much.
是个如此爱我们的上帝。
That whether it's good news or bad news, God will give us every opportunity to be thankful.
不管是好消息、坏消息，上帝仍然给我们动力来有机会感恩。
Even when nothing of our circumstances give us motivation,
尽管你的情况没有带给你任何的力量。
My friends,
我的朋友，
that is the definition of faith.
这就是信心的定义。
If we only praise God on the good days,
如果你只在美好的日子，
only on the best of circumstances,
只在最好的情况下，
that's not faith.
才赞美神，那不是信心。
That's just saying thank you, God.
那只是向上帝说声谢谢。
But in our horrible, horrible circumstances,
可是在我们处于最可怕的处境里面，
can we still praise God?
我们仍然可以向上帝感恩吗？
Some of us are in difficult situations.
我知道我们当中有些人正处于可怕的情形。
Some of us are in good places.
有些人是在美好的情况。
But God asks us to be more than what we are.
上帝要我们超越这一切。
So this week, whether today,
今天，
the rest of this week,
或是整个礼拜，
or this season in your life,
或者这个季节，
God is forcing one question upon our lives.
上帝有这个紧迫性的问题。
Will you be thankful despite the circumstances?
尽管困难重重，你仍会感恩吗？
Bible says it this way in Romans 5:5. If you've experienced your hope and faith in God, this is what the Bible says.
罗马书五章五节这么说。
The Bible says, Romans 5:5 says that our hope does not put us to shame.Or disappoint in another translation, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
盼望并没有使我们感到羞耻，另一个翻译就是令人失望，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So if you guys are hurting,
如果你在痛苦的当中，
if there's pain in your life,
如果你的生命里面有痛苦，
have hope,
请你一定要在有盼望。
Because the God who made the heavens and earth and everything in between,
因为创造宇宙万物这一切的上帝，
has a reason and purpose for everything.
是在这一切里面是有原因的。
And none more important,
最重要的是，
to help us understand who God is and what His glory is about.
让我们在这些当中经历到我们所信的神是谁，也知道这一切都是为了上帝的荣耀。
Which leads me to my second point.
这引我们到第二点。
Be thankful in the work of God's goodness.
我们要为上帝的良善而感恩。
Verses 15 and 16.
在十五、十六节。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
第十五节，内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
This kind of thankfulness that we just read,
我刚才所描述的这种感恩
is called worship,
称为敬拜。
To say, God, I love you, you are worthy no matter what.
是我们对上帝说，无论如何，你都是配得的。
Of the ten, one came back to Jesus.
在十人当中，其中一个人回到耶稣那里。
He was thankful and he made a public scene about it.
他很感恩，他是很公开的来感谢上帝。
Bible says he was loud.
圣经说他很大声。
Bible says he wasn't shy.
圣经说他一点也不害羞。
In a loud voice.
他是回来欢呼大声的来感恩。
When he came back, he fell to the feet of Jesus Christ.
当回来的时候，他是俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
He was getting louder and louder as he was praising God.
他变得更大声的来赞美上帝。
And this is the point.
这就是我们的重点。
This week when we're with our families,
这周
When you're with your colleagues at work,
当你与家人
When you're with your friends hanging out, I plan to go fishing.
与同事与朋友，我是要去钓鱼。
Do you take that time to acknowledge God for His goodness?
请你务必花点时间来感谢上帝的恩
惠。That we say thank you, God, for who you are.
为上帝的所赐来感谢他。
Thank you, God, for your holiness and character.
为他的圣洁，为他的属性来感谢他。
That it doesn't matter what's happening to me.
不管我自己发生的境况发生什么事。
Because it's all about you.
因为一切都关乎你。
Don't miss this opportunity.
不要错失这个感恩的机会。
It's so sad. Thanksgiving only happens once a year.
很遗憾，感恩节只是一年一次。
Because how many things in our lives?
其实在我们的生命当中
can we point to God?
是可以很多事情来向上帝感恩的。
Thank you, God.
来感谢神。
Thank you, God.
来感谢神。
This holiday week makes it possible for us to reflect on who He is.
在这个感恩节的周末，一定要来回顾到底神是谁。
In fact, like I said, it's sad it's only once a year.
就像我说的，很遗憾，只有一年一次有感恩节。
Because Thanksgiving,
因为感恩
is the same as living.
就是等于说我们的生活。
We should always be thankful.
我们是要常常感恩。
Just like the other nine lepers that went on their way without being thankful.
就像其他九名麻风病人一样，没有感恩的心。
Because here's the thing, they already received their blessings.
因为他们也得到自己的祝福。
They got their healing, and they left, and they forgot about God.
他们就离开，他们就忘记了。
How many of us in here in this church?
我们当中多少人
recognize the blessings that God has given us?
有向上帝来感恩。
Let's not walk away without saying thank you, God.
让我们不要没有向上帝感恩就走开了。
Amen. Verses 17 through
19. 17到19节。
Jesus asked, were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well.
十七节，耶稣说，洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这个外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你。
Which leads to my last and final point.
这引我们到最后一点。
Make sure your thanksgiving and your thankfulness
确保你的感恩，你存感恩的心
leads to action
引出你有实际的行动。
One leper came back
因为被医治的麻风病人回来了。
One caught himself in the midst of the celebration and returned to Jesus
那个人尽管是在庆祝的当中，可是他既然回到耶稣那里。
He stopped everything he was doing
他停顿了一切。
He stopped going back to his family.
他先把家人隔置下来。
He stopped restoring his status into the community.
他没有即刻就回到他的社区。
Could you imagine holding his wife and kissing her?
他原来是在拥抱着他的妻子。
Not being able to do any of those things that Jesus restored him to.
他没有办法，在之前他没有办法做这些事。
He remembered the one who gave him the blessing.
他追想回这个使他如此可以如此这么做的人。
He must have had a hard life.
他的生命一定非常艰难。
His response to his life situation were unique.
他的反应，他的生活状况是独特的。
But in the simplest sense,
但从一个最简单的意义来说
，thankfulness
感恩的心
led to action.
促使他有了采取了行动。
Jesus asked a simple question. Where were the other nine?
耶稣问一个非常简单的问题，其他九个人在哪里？
Do you realize what the Bible is saying here?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
Jesus said, go show yourselves to the priest.
耶稣说去把身体给祭司看。
Jesus never once commanded them to express any kind of thankfulness to God.
耶稣从未命令他们在任何对任何一个人对耶稣对上帝表示感谢。
Nor did Jesus say, "Hey, return to me and worship me."
耶稣也没有要求他们回来崇拜他。
I just healed you.
我只是医治了你。
But nevertheless, even he didn't say it.
然而，虽然他没说
，Jesus expected it.
那是耶稣所期望的。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你一下。
What kind of action is Jesus calling from all of us?
耶稣向我们所有人寻求的是怎么样的一个行动？
For some today,
有一些人
it's just to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
可能是得救救恩，今天就是得救的日子。
For others,
有一些人
God might be placing a burden on your heart.
可能神把一些感动放在您的心里。
Maybe to serve the youth group.
可能在青少年来服侍。
Maybe to serve the children's group.
可能在儿童那里来服侍。
Maybe to be a future deacon.
可能成为将来的执事。
Future elder.
可能将来的长老。
God is calling this church to mobilize.
神在呼召这个教会行动起来。
He's not asking us, "Are you hurt?"
上帝不是在问我们，你在受苦吗？
He's not asking us, "Oh, are you blessed?"
他不是在问你在蒙祝福吗？
No.
不是的。
God is calling us. He's calling us to His faith and to His ministry.
神在呼召我们，他的事工。
There is no greater blessing on anyone's heart to know that he is right with God.
没有比这更大的祝福，就是上帝，我们跟上帝有合一的关系。
That your sins are forgiven.
就是我们罪得赦免。
That you have freedom from those sins.
你已经从罪里面得释放。
Through the blood that was spilled by Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督的宝血。
So this Thanksgiving season,
在这感恩节的季节，
what is God compelling you to do?
神的灵在催促你做什么？
Same advice 2,000 years ago, I would say this based on what Jesus was looking for.
就像耶稣在2000年前对我们的期望
is to take a step of action.
我给大家最好的建议就是采取下一个步骤。
Assume God is pulling on our hearts.
假设上帝对你有一些感动。
He's calling us to action.
他呼召你有一些行动。
Whatever that may be.
不管那是哪一个行动。
Because here's the thing.If our thanksgiving doesn't move us to action,
因为如果我们的感恩的心没有使我们迈出信心的一步，
our thanksgiving will only last as long as our thanksgiving meal will keep us full.
那我们存感恩的心只能够维持到我们吃完感恩节大餐以后。
Shouldn't our spirit of thanksgiving last longer than our full feeling?
我们存感恩的那个心的精神不是应该持续更长的时间吗？
Here's the thing about the payoff of following Jesus Christ.
这就是跟随耶稣的一个祝福。
Jesus said to this very thankful man,
耶稣对这个非常感恩的人说，
this man who was willing to follow him above all else, above his family, above his situation, above his status, about his money, anything else.
这位愿意在一切他的情况改变之前来跟随耶稣的人。
More than even returning home.
甚至不愿意回到自己的家园。
Here's the thing about this thing. To worship God is to change us.
敬拜上帝就是改变我们自己。
Jesus said it like this.
耶稣如此说。
You are completely healed.
耶稣宣告你已经得全人的医治。
Our wellness passes all other wellness terms, this is how Jesus says it.
他的医治是通过所有健康准则的。
In verse 19, he says it this way. Rise and go, your faith has made you well.
在十九节他宣告就对那个人说起来走吧你的信救了你。
Do you understand what the Bible is saying?
你明白圣经所教导的吗
?That as we have thanksgiving, as we walk in faith, as we worship God,It leads to our wellness.
当我们凭信心行事，当我们感恩的心，当我们走信心的道路的时候，我们将得到全人的健康。
A second ago, I said there is no greater thing for man than to know that he's right by God.
我刚才说过，我们人最大的祝福就是与上帝有和好的关系。
Do we trust God in every aspect of our lives?
我们是不是在什么生命中的一切都来仰望上帝呢
？Through the good.
做好事
That's the easy part.
这是很容易最容易做的事
What about through the bad?
可是在困难的时候仍然信靠上帝吗
What about when we get a bad doctor's visit?
当我们医生给我们不好的消息的时候
And this will never happen to our youth group because they're too smart.
这不会发生在我们青少年因为他们太年轻
But my son or daughter is failing school.
哦，因为我的小孩子们他们课业上不及格
Where are our hearts?
我们的心在哪里呢
Can we trust God in everything that it will lead to our wellness?
我们可以将一切来交托上帝，以致带来我们全人的健康吗
？And I'll conclude with this.
我要做以这个作为结论。
The Samaritan man.
这位撒玛利亚人。
Now there's a lot of theological ramifications that I didn't get into.
当然很多神学的意义，可是我没有在这里跟大家分享。
But that's not the point of this sermon.
可是这不是信息的重点。
The Samaritan man,
这位撒玛利亚人
the only person to return and give thanks,
是唯一一个返回来表示感谢和赞美的人
even though all 10 were healed,
虽然十个人得了医治
only he was told, rise, go away, your faith has made you well.
只有他一个人被告知说起来走吧你的信救了你
So what distinguishes the Samaritan from the other 9 men?
与其他九个撒玛利亚不同的是
，Not only did he believe that Jesus could help him physically，
他不只是相信耶稣可以在肉体上医治他的身体
，But more importantly， he was restored to God spiritually。
更重要，可以恢复他灵魂的需要。
This man recognized that Jesus was sent from God。
他认识到耶稣是从上帝那里所派来的。
That this Jesus does the work for God。
耶稣做成了上帝的工作。
And that this Jesus is worthy of our praise and worship。
这位耶稣配得我们的赞美和崇拜。
Jesus asked a very poignant question。
耶稣问了一个非常令人深思的问题。
A revealing question。
一个非常令人发指的问题。
He asked that one that came back。
他问那个回来返回来感恩的人
Where are the other 9?
那九个在哪里呢
9 of 10 lepers had faith in Jesus as a miracle worker.
十个麻风病患者中有九个相信耶稣是一个奇迹般的工人
They were all cleansed.
他们的麻风病都被治愈了
But those 9 left without giving thanks and praise to Jesus.
却没有回来向耶稣感恩赞美就离开了
This is our situation too.
这可能也是你我的情况。
We can be physically clean.
可能我们的身体被洁净了。
We can be physically healthy.
可能我们在身体上是很健康的。
But we're so spiritually sick.
但是我们在灵里面是仍然生病。
The only person was the Samaritan who returned to Jesus.
只有返回来的撒玛利亚人。
And because he returned to Jesus, the Bible says it this way.
因为他回来向耶稣感恩，圣经如此说。
That faith has made you well.
你的信救了你。
So no matter our circumstance.
因此，无论你遇到什么情况。
You must believe that God is giving a reason for thanksgiving.
你要必须相信上帝会给我们感恩的理由。
Because thanksgiving leads to faith.
因为感恩给予我们信心。
Thanksgiving leads to the work of God's goodness.
存感恩心，让我们为上帝的良善而感恩。
And thanksgiving leads us to action.
而感恩也使我们行动起来。
Pray with me.
请跟我一起祷告。
Gracious Father in heaven.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you for your love and mercy.
我们感谢你的爱跟怜悯。
And on this season of thanksgiving.
在这感恩的季节里。
I pray that we will all eat well.
我希望我们都享受美食。
But not only that we would physically eat well,
不只是享受美好的食物,
but our spiritual appetites will be fed as well.
也让我们在属灵上有这样的胃口味。
I pray for our church, Lord.
我为我的教会来祷告。
That this church would be a church of thanksgiving.
让这个教会是充满感恩的教会。
That this church will be a house of prayer.
让这个教会是充满感恩的。
Because you are a good God.
因为你是一个良善的上帝。
We thank you for your mercies in Jesus Christ.
我们为你怜悯来感谢上帝，奉耶稣的名。
And Lord, as we get through this season,
当我们经过这个季节的时候，
let us always have this thankful heart.
让我们永远心存感恩。
We love you, God.
我们爱你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.